All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley, but we're doing the, you know, since it's not Waifu Month, it's the, I guess, Month of Broken Dreamers, because we're waiting for City of Broken Dreamers finale to drop. But right now, we've got more of Once in a Lifetime, which is a great game, and you guys know I love it, and I get a lot of complaints about it from people that like the Honey Select engine and blah, blah, blah. But we're just going to enjoy the games made in it. So let's get started. It's Wednesday. It's Wednesday morning. Oh my god, the hospital. Lilith, 93. It was just a dream. Fuck, these nightmares are getting worse. I'm going to take a shower. It'll do me good. I never had such a real dream before. It could have been an erotic dream, at least. Yeah. Grim, hurry up or you'll be late. Your stepsisters are already dressed and having breakfast. Okay, I'm getting out. Morning, girls. Man, you're not gonna believe this, but last night I had a horrible dream in which we went to a haunted hospital in the middle of nowhere. We even found the compound AAR in Lilith. But then, she mutated into some sort of monster and chased us. At the last moment, a strange man called 93 saved me by distracting the monster. The power of imagination is a crazy thing. What the fuck are you talking about? That's not a dream. That's exactly what happened yesterday. Oh, yeah, that makes sense. We got here at 11 p.m. You ate a whole box of cookies and we all went to bed. Oh, yes, I remember. So that's why it seems so real. And the compound AAR? I'm keeping it in a drawer in my room until we see Asmodeus. Ah, nice. Good job. Well, seeing you're not properly awake yet, I'm going on ahead. I'll see you in class. Okay, see you later. Well, are you leaving too, Judy? Yes. But before I go, I just wanted to say thank you for saving me yesterday. You and Lauren came back for me, and then, the way you stood up to that creature, it was impressive. You shot her in the face. Of course we came back, Judy. I'll always protect you. I know, you're the best stepbrother I could have ever asked for. Bye, bro. She's so sweet. Oh, there's another box of cookies. Morning, Carla. Good morning, Grim. Hey, I'm not sure if you want to talk about it, but as for the other night, has it worked? Are you feeling better? Well, I'm glad you asked. At first I was a bit reluctant because, well, you'll agree with me that it was a very unusual method. But truth is, it worked. Oh, really? I'm glad. Damn it, no more therapy, I guess. Yeah, now I feel relieved and refreshed. I can go back to having a normal relationship with my family. It seems Dr. Monroe's never wrong. He's a genius. Yeah, a great psychologist. Well, I'm off to school. Bye. You have a great day. Yeah, great psychologist my ass. I feel relieved and refreshed. Yes, sure. I'm even hornier than before. Before that night, I used to feel aroused and that's it. But now, I see him and I can only imagine him throwing me against the wall and... Fuck, I was already fantasizing again. Okay, let's go to work, Carla. A few hours later. As always, before you go, I'll hand out yesterday's test. On the whole, you've done quite well. Keep this up. Okay, you can go now. Today I'll be in the teacher's lounge until 8 o'clock p.m. If anyone has any doubts about the test, you can come by. See you tomorrow. Are you okay, Tom? Yes, I am, Miss Wilson. Miss Wilson. What a wonderful name. Thank you, Tom. Are you sure you're okay? You seem calmer than usual. Yeah, everyone keeps telling me that, but I don't remember what I was like before. All I know is I feel good, and I want to help others to feel good, too. That's very nice, Tom. I like the new you. Thank you. Stretching the quadriceps. Jack? Yes, miss? How did you When did he turn into freaking Baki? Why are you so strong? The body is a grosser form of mind which needs to be trained. I now realize that I am a part of the body, rather than the body being a part of me. Honoring the body is a way of showing our respect for the soul. But yesterday, you didn't look like this. Yesterday, how did you... That is the power of the soul. Yeah! A perfectly oiled machinery, body and mind made one. Okay, but you can't take your shirt off here. You have to wear the uniform. Of course. Sorry about that. I'm leaving right now. Farewell. See you tomorrow. Looks like he's about to begin an epic quest. Who is the strongest of you, you know? Jack! Wow, you look so good. Would you like to get some... Begone, thought. Damn! My! Alright. Looks like the spray has some side effects. But it fulfills its main function, which is the most important thing. Anyway, I think I'm going to go to the library to study. Wow, I can't believe I just said that. A few hours later. Typing on the computer. And I'm done. I finally finished. I'm the only teacher left in school. It's gotten so late. I should have been off 2 hours ago, but no. Imitating her boss's voice. Miss Wilson, you have to complete this dossier today. I'm bitter, so I'm gonna screw your day. Imitating her boss's voice. Miss Wilson, you have to. Miss Wilson? Principal Johnson, why are you standing there? I'm assuming you've finished your work. Yes, that's correct. Then why are you still here? We have to lock the doors in half an hour. I'll just gather my things and I'm leaving. Then hurry up. Yes! Asshole. Someone's calling me. Hello? Hello, my love. David, my love, I'm so happy you called me. I'm having a really hard day. You wanted to tell me something? I just wanted you to know that I'll probably be late for dinner today because of work. What? Again? I'm sorry, it's just that the... No need to tell me any excuses, David. I don't care. I've heard them all. I know it's been kind of a crazy time, but I'll just be... It'll just be a few more weeks. Yeah, I know. Goodbye, David. Rebecca, wait! Rebecca? Hello? Are you done? We've wasted enough time already. Yes, boss. Did you find anything? No, but he's been here. We're getting close. That traitor will pay dearly. What about the kid I asked you... What about the kid I asked you to find? I've looked over every school in Bristol, and there's no Peter matching the data. Maybe your daughter's information was wrong. Or maybe she lied to me. Let's go, David. We have much to do. Yes, boss. A few minutes later. Hello? I'm home. I'm in a very good mood today. I'm the one making dinner tonight. Hello? Where's my wonderful family? Judy? Lauren? Carla? It appears that they're out. Shopping, maybe? Who is this fellow? But well... Whoops! Your old father is here, son. Come on, sit with me for a while. I'm sure we have a lot to tell each other. Dad! What a surprise to see you here! When did you get here? Today. But I can't stay here for much longer. I have another flight that leaves in 2 hours. I just wanted to stop by and say hello. Too bad the girls were out. Is everything okay here? Yes, everything's fine, as usual. Of course. Tell me something. Esse is Deus. Do you know what that means? Oh my fucking god. Calm down, Grim. Don't let him see you're nervous. What? Esse what? Is that Spanish? Scratch that. It doesn't matter. I have to go now. Give Carla, Judy, and Lauren a kiss for me, will you? Of course, I will. Goodbye, Dad. Have a safe journey. Oh, shit. That was revealing. I guess that just confirms all my suspicions. This really complicates things. I think I'm gonna sleep early tonight. I've lost my appetite. Thursday. Yeah. It's morning already? Well, I already did the yawning. The truth is that I slept quite well despite what happened yesterday. We need to talk to Asmodeus ASAP. Anyway, time to start the daily routines, shower, breakfast, and school. Let's go. Where's my phone? Ah! What the fuck? Why are you in my bed? Ah, sorry about that. I didn't want to wake you up, so I lay down to get some rest. You have a very comfortable bed. God damn it, you almost gave me a heart attack. What the hell's going on here? Have they found us? Are they attacking us? Don't worry, Lauren. I was screaming because Asmodeus... Excuse me, that's the wrong guy. Don't worry, Lauren. I was screaming because Asmodeus appeared out of nowhere. Oh, thank goodness. I thought there was a killer in the house trying to murder you. Well, he scared me half to death. Okay, then. I'm gonna finish getting dressed and tell Judy he's here. Okay. Can you stop staring at my breasts?
Of course.
I'll be right back.
Wow, son, your stepsister is hot as hell. Does she usually walk around in her underwear?
Sometimes.
What a lucky bastard. Well, let's get down to business.
Yes, follow me. Let's talk in the basement. I want to show you something, and don't let my stepmom
see you.
A few minutes later. So, do you know what all this is for?
Not really. Looks like some sort of radio frequency receiver. And you say the words S.A.S. Deus appeared on that computer?
Yes. Judy saw it too. The same words my father said yesterday. Yeah, I can swear it.
That is indeed a code of the cult. Alright, first things first. The compound AAR. Do you have it?
Yes, here it is.
Good. I think it's safer if you keep it for now. I'm being closely tracked. We can't risk it. I've made some progress with them, too.
If what you say
is true, Lilith is out of the picture. That leaves us with Moloch, Azazel, and Samael. We know who Moloch is. We can see him coming. As for Azazel, I know he's not from here, and he's currently in some Asian country, but I don't know which one yet. And as for Samael, I know nothing about him. I'll keep digging. Your father could be working for him, or he could be Samael himself. We can't rule anything out. Now, the next step's a little tricky. I need you to infiltrate San Martin Prison.
What?
The previous Asmodeus, the one I replaced, is locked in there. You have to find him and find out what he knows.
And how are we going to do that?
I have contacts in the prison. They will sneak you in, pretending to be an inmate. You get in, find the old Asmodeus, and leave. You won't spend one night in there. I can't do it myself because I must follow a lead on Azazel's location.
Alright, hold on a second, Asmodeus. A prison? Really? We almost died in that hospital and now you want to put my stepbrother in a prison? What do we get out of that? We're not risking our lives anymore.
Judy's right. Asmodeus, I'm sorry. I understand what you're saying, but I can't trust anyone else. And besides, saving the world, you'll get a reward later for helping me. As an old member of the Five Princes, I had huge amounts of money and power at my disposal. I still have my contacts and influence, but my accounts have been blocked. I hid my bank accounts myself. If I touch a single coin, they'll find me. However, when this is all over and I get my money back, I'll make it up to you. We're talking about millions.
Ha! Money? You think we're doing this for money?
I'm sorry, but we're out of this mess. Did you say millions?
Hold on a second, Judy. I think saving the world should be our priority. And as long as you and Lauren are safe, I can risk myself. But bro,
I'll do it. Excellent. Tomorrow's a holiday, so we can do it in the morning. Go to the prison and ask for a guard named Jeremy. He doesn't know about the Sons of Astaroth, but he's a friend of mine and he'll guide you through it. Once inside, ask for Adric Lebedev. That's the former Asmodeus' real name. When you're done, look for Jeremy and he'll get you out. Mesmerize those names, all right?
Yes, let's save the world. Let's go to school, girls. We have to focus on our selfless mission. Tonight I'm going to bed early. I've got to get up very early tomorrow.
Friday.
Another solid night's sleep. Alright, the time has come. I have a prison to infiltrate. Let's go.
Where's my phone?
There's no one here. Well, that's how it should always be. That fucking Asmodeus.
I'm gonna take a shower before leaving.
It looks like Carla's already up. What is she doing up so early?
Oh, mama. That's a great view. She's getting dressed.
I've lost nearly an inch on my waist. Looks like Stephanie's routine actually works. I'm gonna keep following it. She has an impressive body for a woman her age. Well, she's not that old, but still, damn. Come on, turn around, please. Cheer me up in the morning. Although, if she turns around, she might see me peeking. That would be quite embarrassing. Stop peeking or keep peeking?
Let me save. Just to be on the safe side.
Yes! Oh my god, look at that! She looks better every day. That is one hot mama, folks. Shit, did she see me? I think not. That was close. I better take a shower. I've seen enough. Oh, was that Grim at the door? He saw me naked. Well, after what happened with him, it's normal, I guess. Should I be flattered? Yes, why not? I should take it as a sign that I still have a nice body. I shouldn't feel so shy with him. He's my stepson. We're family. So, no problem with that. Jeez, I'm whiter than milk. Good thing summer's coming. It's getting warmer lately. Maybe we can plan a beach getaway one of these days. Sun, sea, sand, and beautiful women in bikinis. What more could I ask for?
I can't actually whistle. Yep, it's one thing I never grasped.
So there's some whistling going on. What the? Judy! Hey! What the hell? Why are you here? I was about to take a shower. Why didn't you lock the door? You always do. I thought it was empty. That's the thing. I forgot to lock the door, and then you came in, and I was too embarrassed to say anything. I didn't know you were going to shower. I thought you'd leave without noticing me. Sorry about that. I'll let you shower first. Don't worry. I'll wait outside. You can go first. You have to go to that prison, and I'm in no hurry. Shower first? Suggest taking a shower together? Or let Judy shower first? I was thinking, maybe we could take a shower together. Together? Yeah, why not? It's not like we haven't seen each other naked already. I guess. We can save time. That's right. Okay, let me turn on the water. Oh my god, my precious pure Judy. My precious pure what, Judy? It's coming out a bit cold. Okay, now it's perfect.
Yes, you can say that again. That's fucking perfect.
Oh my god, it's begging to be
Well, can't really say that here, but yeah.
You coming or not, you'll catch a cold.
Yes, of course.
Oh fuck, I'm rock hard already. I don't want to scare her off.
I'm gonna stand back to back, alright? Can you pass me the sponge?
Back to back? Are you challenging me to a duel?
Haha, it's not that, it's just that I'm a gentleman.
I'm not so sure a gentleman would ask a lady to shower with him.
A modern gentleman would.
Ha ha ha, of course! Come here, gentlemen. I'll soap your back. That's very kind of you. Thank you. You have to be clean to make a good impression on your cellmate. Ha ha, very funny. Ha ha ha, okay, there you go. Come on, turn around. I'm fine like this, thank you. What do you mean by that? Well, well, who's ashamed now? You proposed we shower together and now you're embarrassed? I see. Well, I can finish showering alone. That was fun. Soap your back. My back? Yeah, you did it for me. It'd be rude if I didn't do the same. Okay. Good decision. Oh my god, look at that booty. Perfectly rounded, like a peach. Should I try to make a move? Would she like it? You want me to give you a little massage? A massage? In the shower? That doesn't even sound right. Yeah, I give really good massages as far as I know. Really? Okay, go ahead. But I need you to turn around. What? Come on, a moment ago it was you who was bragging about who was ashamed and who wasn't. Okay, as you like. Wow, Judy, you got a beautiful body, you know that? I'm gonna kneel to massage your legs. May I? Thank you. Wow, your skin is so soft. Are you gonna massage something, or... Yeah, sorry, I got distracted. It happens. Whoop! Hey, what are you doing? That's what you mean by a massage? Just relax for a second. If it doesn't feel good, I'll stop. Relax? How am I supposed to relax? Stop right now. Oh my god. What are you doing to me? Damn, the Honey Select animation. Oh my god. Oh my god. Please, just slow down a bit. I can't. Stop, please. Oh my gosh, that was crazy. My knees are all dizzy. I've never felt something like this before. So, did you like my quick massage? Yeah, I liked it. Very intense. Now go before you're late or Asmodeus will be angry with you. That's true. I better be leaving. See you tonight. See you. A few hours later. Oh, there's the prison. Man, they're gonna give him a hell of a massage there, right? Oh, hey! It's the new rookie! Finally, we're here at San Martin Prison. Wow, this place looks huge. Thank you for coming with me, Lauren. You've made the bus ride much shorter. No problem. There's a large sports center with an athletic track just around the corner that I've wanted to see for a while. I'll go running while you're in there. Text me when you're done. Sure. Are you ready then? Yep, I have everything under control. Aha, I'll believe it when I see it. Let's go. I think the visitor's entrance is this way. Okay, I should look for Asmodeus' inside man. Could be this one? Good day. Welcome to San Martin Prison. Can I help you? Yeah, we're here to see someone. I see. Before proceeding, you have to show me your ID cards and tell me which visiting room you're assigned to. Actually, I'm looking for a guard. He's expecting us. What's his name? Jeremy. That's me. Are you Noah's boy? Noah. Whatever he calls himself now. Well, I mean, that does make sense. He did kind of look like Noah a little bit. Black hair with a beard, a little chubby. He always appears suddenly without warning. Yes. Okay, he already told me what you need. Just follow me and don't say a word. Your friend has to stay here. Understood. Wow, super spy mission. You got some balls going in there. I have to admit that I'm impressed. Of course, bravery's my middle name. Haha, yeah, sure. Well, go and have a good time. You too. Ready? Ready. Come with me, I'll sneak you in through admissions. I'm right behind you. Mark, I'm putting this one in cell block C. Now, sir, I heard through the grapevine that you give great massages. And I was thinking, I don't know. Let's hopefully that's not what happens in Cell Block C. But you guys are going to find out next time. Yeah, I know. You got to wait another couple days because we only do these on Wednesday. But don't worry, because Once in a Lifetime in Eternum are back on Grimm's Dungeon of Degeneracy. And just in case the joystick.tv stream is a little laggy because I'm kind of downloading a game, you can always pick this up on Grimm's Dungeon of Degeneracy at BitChute, of course. It's always going to be there. Hopefully. I mean, they've been cool. Okay, so I'm out. See you guys next time.